Illinois used to have the most unfair education funding in the nation. That was according to a 2015 study from the Education Trust, a nonprofit that advocates for students. It found low-income schools received significantly less aid than they would in other states. In DeKalb, 60% of students are designated as low-income, which is much higher than the state average of 48.5%. Cindy Carpenter is the DeKalb School District's Director of Business and Finance, and she says the old system wasn't equitable, and even worse, the state didn't put much money into it.
Each year they would be like, well, you know, we just don't have enough money to fund it. We're going to say, well, you should get $20 million, but, you know, we can only give you 85% of that.
Carmen Ayala was the superintendent of the North Berwyn School District and served on a state coalition pushing the legislature to create a new funding model. Now she's the state superintendent. She says Illinois used to wait well into the summer to pay districts, which made it really hard to plan.
You know, a lot of districts make their staffing decisions January, February, March. We used to have this big unknown and really couldn't add staff.
In 2017, the state enacted the evidence-based funding formula. It looks at dozens of factors like the number of English language learners and special education teachers to come up with an adequacy target of how much the state believes a school should spend. Schools the furthest from their target are prioritized to receive the most state funding. Ayala says the new formula helped her district get new technology as well as reading and bilingual specialists. Carpenter agrees it's made staffing easier, which helps when staffing makes up the vast majority of a school budget. The districts that don't have nearly enough local tax revenue coming in, like DeKalb, are known as Tier 1. Cindy Carpenter says they could feel the difference right away in the first year of evidence-based funding.
We received an additional $2.8 million because of that Tier 1 status.
Ayala says the goal was to get every school district up to at least 90% adequacy in a decade. But like the old way, the formula needs money to work.
We're not there yet. And so we still have about 8 out of 10 students are still in districts that have not reached the 90% adequacy. In order to get to that target, we need to invest about $900 million in that extra tier money.
Illinois lawmakers promised to increase education spending by $350 million a year. The pandemic threw many wrenches into many well-laid plans, and education wasn't immune. In 2020, education spending wasn't cut like some feared, but held flat. With a new formula, it doesn't mean there aren't still inequities. Because local tax dollars still reign supreme in education funding, some districts in the same county are light years apart in funding. Just in Ogle County alone, one district is at 68% of adequacy, while another soars over 120%. Low-income, Black, and English learning students still see the largest funding gaps. That doesn't mean progress isn't being made. When the funding formula started, Illinois had over 150 school districts below 60% of their adequacy target. Today, there are just 16. Most Illinois students go to a school, like DeKalb, that's between 60 and 70%. Cindy Carpenter says DeKalb is in a much better place financially because of evidence-based funding, especially the hold harmless provision, which means they'll never get less money than they received the year before. The district's fund balance is about $50 million now, which gives them the flexibility to hire more teachers, decrease class sizes, and even offer abatements to try and bring down local tax bills.
I think it's a great model. The thing we're always very concerned about, are they going to continue to fund it so we can all get to that 100% adequacy mark?
5 years after helping it pass, current Illinois Superintendent Carmen Ayala is also now the head of a state review panel assessing the overall impact of evidence-based funding. The group will be providing a report to the state legislature next year. I'm Peter Medlin.